Colorado State had some long, lean years as a college football program, but the team has turned things around lately, getting double-digit wins in 2014 for the first time in a dozen years. Standout offensive lineman Ty Sambrello has had a lot to do with that, and of the five Colorado State players who attended the combine, he could be the first one drafted.
You know, it was special just being a part of, you know, kind of a turnaround, I think. Anyone that's been in a program that's struggled and seen success is, you know, there's a little more appreciation for how tough it is to win. You know, we came from some pretty tough times and you know, had some change to deal with as a team, and I think we did pretty well as a unit.
Sambrello has earned praise for his athletic ability as a 6'6", 300-pounder, developed in part by being a freestyle trick skier in his younger days. He has put the skis away since getting serious about a pro football career, but he does come from an athletically diverse family.
As a family, we did all right athletically. My sister played Oregon State volleyball. You know, my brother was a competitive skier. Dad pole vaulted, and you know, my mom kind of did a lot of different things athletically. You know, I don't know where it came from or why it's here, but I think we got a little good genes in us.
Sambrello played four of five spots on the offensive line back in 2012 before settling in to start 25 games at left tackle over the last 2 years. His versatility should help him at the next level, and he'll be happy to play anywhere, but there's something about that left tackle versus defensive end battle that he relishes.
It's all one-on-one, you know, and you know what they're going to do, and for the most part, they know what you're going to do. So it really comes down to, you know, technique and how you're going to strategize and beat in at the end. You know, a lot of it comes down to mental, I think. You know, you got to study tape and know what they're going to do before they do it.